Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So let me get into top three stories here real quick. We just talked about Kevin McCarthy just a little bit. For 13th ballot, McCarthy's a little bit closer, 214 votes now. He just needs four more votes and he'll have it. And he said earlier in an interview that he believes he has the votes for the 14th vote tonight when they re-adjourn at 9 p.m. our time. Mexico gives an account of the violence that's occurring around the country after El Chapo's son was nabbed. Horrifying video coming out yesterday of an airplane trying to take off, and all the passengers are squatted down and bent down because somebody's shooting at the airplane. Holy cow. And the Dow gained more than 200 points after the jobs report ended up being a little bit better than expected today. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So January, a new trend has been starting to pick up more and more and more. Dry January. The month for you to put down the alcohol for a full month. And so this is becoming a bigger and bigger trend. I'm seeing it on social media where everybody's encouraging people to do dry January. One of the fastest growing beverage industries, actually, a couple of years ago was like hard sodas, right? Like hard lemonades and hard root beer and hard this and hard that and hard that. Now, one of the fastest growing trends is non-alcoholic options. Like the non-alcoholic industry. I just went blank on her name. It's Ryan Reynolds' wife. She came out with this line. Blake Lively, yeah. She came out with this line of mixers. Then you've had like three or four actresses coming out in the past year. Just the past year alone, maybe year and a half, with non-alcoholic versions of like gin, non-alcoholic versions of this and that, and all these different mixers and stuff. It's one of the fastest growing industries right now is the non-alcoholic liquor industry. It was already been non-alcoholic like wines forever. And now non-alcoholic beers like your Duels and stuff like that, right? But now they're starting to become craft beers that are coming out non-alcoholic. And now non-alcoholic versions of, like I said, gin and rum and tequila. Yeah, and they're all meant for mixing drinks and stuff so that you can still enjoy socializing with your drinks, but non-alcoholic and often low calorie. In fact, many liquor stores now are starting to just have non-alcoholic sections because they're starting to see such a big interest in it. People are going there, but they know that some people attending their party or whatever, their event, may not drink, but they want to participate still, so they get these non-alcoholic versions too. So it's growing more and more. So I've been seeing it popping up on social media. Well, then I saw this on Healthline. If you're going to participate in Dry January, here's some benefits. Five good things that could happen to your body that might keep you motivated to give up alcohol for a month. One, you could decrease your risk of cardiovascular disease. When you drink in excess, the alcohol is metabolized, can produce free radicals and increase your bad cholesterol, which can lead to clogged arteries. Number two, it might reduce your cancer risk. According to the government report, there are links between alcohol consumption and development of several types of cancer, including liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Number three, you might lose weight. Alcohol's calories will be cut out. So is the sugar from things like the mixed drinks. Number four, you may sleep better. Studies found that when normal drinkers stopped for a month, they slept better, found it easier to concentrate. And number five, you could feel happier. Alcohol is a depressant, so giving it up for a month might help you feel happier for the month. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns throughout Pensacola. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. And our bridge from Pensacola to Pace is also looking good. We do have some roads closed in downtown Pensacola due to the Mardi Gras kickoff. Roads are going to be closed till 11. That includes Palafox, Jefferson, same roads as that are usually closed for parades and such. If you give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111 if you see anything else or have details. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's got a text here that says, no, I'm not doing dry January. Just got over no shave November. It's one of those things right there. By the way, 100 years ago, newspapers were making predictions of what life would be like 100 years from then, which is now, 2023. So here's some of the predictions that they made. People will work a max of 4 hours a day. That's right. They thought we'd work less because electricity would help ease things up. Now, you got to remember, 100 years ago, the vast majority of Americans in 1923 were still rural, hardworking Americans, meaning even when you went to the factory, it was hard work, or you worked in the mines, or you worked in the farm, or you know, it was all physical, hard labor. And so even though, you know, we don't work a max of 4 hours a day, I would say most of us don't do hard work 4 hours a day. Some do. I worked construction for a long time. That's hard work. They also predicted no ugly people. They thought beauty pageants would become obsolete because it would be impossible to choose a winner because people would be so beautiful. They predicted that women would paint their teeth black to be fashionable. Instead, of course, people paint their teeth white. Gasoline will be replaced by radio waves. That's right. They thought that you could somehow blast your car's radio waves and it would somehow go. The life expectancy they predicted would be 100 years old. One expert even said 300 years. Of course, life expectancy is not that good. We do have a lot more people living over 100 years old than we used to, but the life expectancy is right around 76 years old. Now, back then, 100 years ago, it was only 57 years old. They believed that cancer would be eradicated by now. Unfortunately, that's not happened, but we have made good progress. And they believed that telepathy would exist. That's right. We'd be able to somehow evolve and speak to each other through our minds. Those were just some of the predictions from 100 years ago. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
That you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the
east? That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, I've got a jobs report for you. And I'll talk a little bit about how much you got to earn to be classified in the middle class. So be sure to check that out as well. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford, a Pensacola man spending the rest of his life in prison following a conviction in a 2021 shooting death. 22-year-old Anthony Brown II. Was found guilty back in December and sentenced today. The shooting happened during a home invasion back in March of last year. National note, President Biden marking the 2-year anniversary of the Capitol riot by awarding a special medal called the Presidential Citizens Medal. It was given to state officials who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election, officers who defended the Capitol, and election workers. FDA is approving an Alzheimer's drug that slowed cognitive decline in clinical trials. The House will be back in session at 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. The number of Republicans that have been voting against Kevin McCarthy have gone down big time today. He's now, I think, just 4 votes away from securing the Speaker of the House job. And the AFC Championship game could be held at a neutral site, according to a resolution approved by the NFL after the game between the Bills and the Bengals was ruled a no contest. This would really only affect the Bills, Bengals, and Chiefs. And I won't get into all the details, but essentially, if the AFC Championship game were to include two teams that didn't have 18 regular season games, then it would be held at a neutral site. And only if the teams had a one seed. So if the Bengals lose tomorrow, then we don't have to worry about that. It's really for the Chiefs and the Bills.
Yeah, that's what I understand, is if the Bengals lose tomorrow and the Chiefs win, then all this is kind of for naught. But now if I get it right, if the Chiefs win and the Bills win and the Bengals win, that's where it gets into like the biggest
trouble. Yeah. If the Chiefs and the Bills win, and you know, those are the, I would think them and the Bengals are obviously the three favorites, but essentially it only, the Bengals only come into play if the Chiefs and the Bills lose.
Oh, if both of them lose.
Because okay. Then the Chiefs would have a claim at the number one seed. But if the Bengals lose, and
that's right. Yeah,
there's all sorts of, you know, it's like, you know, three pages of like, if this happens and if this happens, but if these 18 things don't happen, then we don't have to worry about it. You know, I'm just kind of like, you know what, let's week 18 play out, and then we'll see what the NFL says as far as seeding goes.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's definitely a.
I don't know. I mean, I want to know how they pay somebody and like, I mean, how much that person makes to like sit in a dark room and say, you cannot leave this room until we have these scenarios figured out. I mean,
right, until we know what's going on here. Yeah. So, and it took them long enough, you know, because everybody was like, well, you're just going to call it a tie, or you're going to call it this. And now they just said, well, they're just not going to play the game. But how does that, you know, work with the playoffs? You know, the whole thing with this is that it's the end of the season, right? There's not enough games to try to work things out if you skip a game, because there's only one game left. Mm-hmm. And that's where it basically came down to. So I guess with Buffalo and Kansas City losing, if Buffalo and Kansas City both lose, and then Baltimore wins or ties, then, you know, it's like all these kinds of scenarios.
Yeah.
It's like if this team loses, but then this team wins or ties or loses or becomes, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't, you know what, we'll just wake up on Monday morning and they'll tell us what happened, what's
exactly
going to go on.
Yep.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
We have an accident on 98. This is going to be 98 right near Oriole Beach Road, and the roadway is blocked. We are seeing slowdowns in the eastbound direction. This is going to start slowing down right around the Breeze Cinema, and again, we'll clear up after the scene of the accident, which is right near the Pedro's Tacos and Tequila Bar in Gulf Breeze. See something else on the road? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Jobs update for you on News Radio 92.3. Now with Bobby Rossi. So unemployment update for you. We had about 5,700 new filings for unemployment this week compared to the previous week. Of course, this was the week, you know, after Christmas. So, you know, had a lot of that temporary employment stuff that was let go then. And we've had here, so this report ends December 31st. Well, we know as of January 1st, there's been a lot of companies that have announced that they're going to make major layoffs. So we could expect the numbers to go up even next week. Now, what about continued unemployment? The people who were on unemployment, were they able to go get a job or not? No. Continued unemployment jumped up 130,000 more people. That's the biggest jump in like 2 years. And so we're up to 1.7 million people on unemployment. So my guess is when the unemployment numbers come out for December, it will show. So even though we added 223,000 jobs to the market, which is the number that came out today, it looks like we lost a lot more than that, and think the unemployment numbers are going to jump up for December for the first time in a while. So we're finally starting to possibly see. I mean, we'll see. But based on the continued unemployment numbers, like we added 130,000 people to continued unemployment this week. Last week it dropped 50,000. But the week before that, it went up 90,000. And the week before that, it went down about 40,000. So over a four-week period, we had a net of increase of 130,000 people. So that's the way I look at it. All right. California had some new clean air rules that went into place this week that essentially bans 70,000 semi-trucks from off the roads in California. The rules were if the vehicles made before 2010 can't be on the roads. It can't use it to transport goods. So that could create supply chain issues, for one. Two, it could create unemployment issues. As truck, you know, if companies don't have the trucks, then they don't need the drivers for the trucks. It could create a situation where maybe it's the reverse, where they go hire more drivers under new trucks or something. Or it could just be those Tesla self-driving trucks that take over the roads. I don't know. What is the amount to be considered in the middle class? According to the Pew Research Center, 2/3 of the median household income, or twice as much, which equates to $47,000 up to $140,000 a year. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. And we've got the top stories in sports coming up here in a minute. But first, top three stories. The 13th ballot finished up for the House Speaker, and Kevin McCarthy still not the Speaker, but closer at 214 votes now compared. Well, he needs 218, so he needs four more votes in order to secure the speakership. In an interview earlier, he believes he has the votes for tonight's vote. So that'll be at 9 o'clock when they resume. 9 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock Eastern. So in the event it doesn't happen tonight, he's close enough now. My guess is it'll happen over the weekend. Mexico's given an account of the violence after El Chapo's son was nabbed. Some scary video coming out yesterday of an airplane trying to take off and bullets are hitting the airplane as they're trying to fly away. And the Dow has gained more than 200 points today after the jobs report showed better gains than expected. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA is underway right now. Philadelphia 76ers are beating the Chicago Bulls 37-29. The game just tipped off between the Knicks and the Toronto Raptors. And on ESPN, coming up any minute now, we should be getting the New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Pelicans quietly playing pretty good right now. They're at 24-14. The Nets are 25-13. When that game's over on ESPN, you'll have the Phoenix Suns playing the Miami Heat on ESPN. Then NCAA men's basketball on ESPN2 right now. You've got Detroit Mercy playing Wright State Raiders. Excuse me. Never heard of them. Detroit Mercy is beating 45-40. That game's on ESPN2. Then ESPNU tonight will have Stanford against Cal. NHL hockey underway right now. The Florida Panthers are tied with the Detroit Red Wings at one apiece at the end of the first quarter. Also at the end of the first quarter is the Nashville Predators beating Washington 2-1. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Tampa Bay Lightning will be playing Winnipeg on ESPN+. So you can check all those out on ESPN+. Then when it comes to sports news, in the NFL owners have approved playoff adjustments, including a potential neutral site for the AFC title game. And the Bengals head coach came out and said he was not happy about one of the scenarios where there would be a coin flip involved. And some of the other players are not happy about it at all. They don't like the new recommendations. So we'll see what happens with all that. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, he's out again with his knee injury. And the Dolphins are going to the rookie quarterback Thompson to start against the Jets with the playoff hopes on the line here, as Tua still is going to be out with that, you know, concussion. Then Texas A&M officially has hired Bobby Petrino as the offensive coordinator. That rumors were that they were going to, and they officially did it today. And then we might have a reason why Jim Harbaugh is looking at bouncing from college football over to the NFL. Michigan, the University of Michigan, and Jim Harbaugh are both under investigation by the NCAA. I see. So, yeah, this is that might be have a little something to do with it then. It was like, yeah, I'm wanting out of here. There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd, that is your sports hit. Now, part of the sports hit, Peyton Hillis, I don't know if you saw this, the former Cleveland Browns running back. He played for the Giants for a while as well. So apparently he was down here vacationing with his family at Pensacola Beach, and he is now in the intensive care unit for treatment on his lungs and his kidneys after he saved his kids from drowning. And so, he was in Pensacola, and he was helicoptered and to the hospital, remained unconscious in the ICU after, I guess, his kids got in a little trouble. He went out there to try to save him. And we see this happen a lot when people try to save, you know, one group, then they end up getting in trouble themselves. So some sort of swimming accident. But doctors are saying that he's doing better, which is really good. So, it's kind of an interesting one happened right here in our backyard. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We do have an accident on 98. This is going to be 98 moving westbound right off of Oriole Beach Drive. And we are seeing extreme slow moving traffic. It is backing up all the way past the Breeze Cinema as you move eastbound on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. I-10 and I-110 are looking good, as well as 29 and 90. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report, again, brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Got a text here. I thought there was a rip current advisory. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was. I was thinking two things. One, rip current advisory. Two, the second thing I was thinking was the water's too cold to even get into right now. Like, this is like, whoa, that's a lot. So I don't know exactly what the deal was, but that's kind of what I was thinking as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the
apocalypse. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse here for you is the, apparently, I didn't even know this, but apparently we are having a sand shortage. Now, I don't mean like beach sand or desert sand, because apparently beach sand and desert sand are useless. They're like, you can't build houses with them, and bricks and stuff like that. So it's like, okay. So since you can't build stuff with them, they're considered useless. But the kind of sand that you can build stuff with, apparently we are, we're running short of. So much so that places like China and Taiwan are starting to have sand pirates. Say what? Yeah, sand pirates are starting to pop up where they're stealing sand from like sand pits and stuff that are used for construction and other things. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. So we deal with porch pirates and now we're dealing with sand pirates too? It seems very strange. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Weekend movie preview. Stick around. Hey, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We got your weekend movie preview coming up here in just a minute. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, at 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, the House will reconvene, and we will find out if the 14th time isn't the charm for Kevin McCarthy. Do you think he gets the nod tonight?
I'm not sure tonight still, but I do think for sure over the weekend, yeah.
All right. President Biden, marking the two-year anniversary of the Capitol riot, he awarded a series of presidential citizens medals given to state officials who resisted pressure to overturn the election, officers who defended the Capitol, and election workers. Biden said the recipients defended democracy with courage. The FDA approving an Alzheimer's drug that slowed cognitive decline in clinical trials. The drug developed by Biogen and a Japanese pharmaceutical company called ISA. Trials in November showed it slows a cognitive decline somewhat in people with mild impairment due to Alzheimer's disease, but it also carries risk of brain swelling and bleeding. And good news continues for Bill Safety Damar Hamlin, who last night, doctor said, was able to ditch the breathing tube and was speaking to doctors and family, even checked in with the Bills during their team meeting today. Of course, the NFL resumes play with the final weekend of the regular season this week. Several ways that the league is going to recognize Hamlin and the first responders. And then also we're just going to have to wait and see. And, you know, the league released some procedures for how the playoffs will look if it comes to matchups involving teams that didn't play 18 games. And so, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see on that. But it'll make for a very interesting next few days here as the NFL plays its final week of the regular season.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm looking forward to my Titans have been on a slide. Six games in a row they've lost.
They got a big game.
Basically, tomorrow's the big game. Either win it and get in the playoffs and win the division, or they lose and they're out of the division, out of the playoffs.
Forgotten there are a couple of Saturday games.
Yeah.
So are they playing, playing tomorrow afternoon, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Kansas City against Vegas in the morning, or you know, midday. And then tomorrow night, Titans against the Jags. The Raiders game, Kansas City Raiders one, doesn't really have playoff implications other than because, you know, the Chiefs are already in it, Raiders right. are already out of it, but this has this goes into what you were talking about with
Bills are rooting for the Chiefs to lose.
Yeah. It'll make things easier.
So, yeah.
It's going to make things we'll see what happens though. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's talk some movies.
Now. It's time for
a weekend movie.
There's a movie out in the theater today called Megan, but it's spelled M3GAN. It's a horror flick. Megan is a marvel of artificial intelligence, a lifelike doll programmed to be child's greatest companion and a parent's greatest ally. But like I said, it's a horror film, so something goes bad. I guess this doll was designed by a roboticist. It can listen, watch, and learn as it plays the role of friend and teacher, playmate, and protector. Gemma was the scientist who created it, and she becomes an unexpected caretaker of an 8-year-old niece. She decides to give the girl a Megan prototype, a decision that leads to unimaginable consequences. So, totally not interested in that.
You know those trailers that you see in the movie theater and you can't help but lean to the person next to you and say, I never want to see that, or that looks yeah. bad. Like, even though yeah. everyone's thinking that, I saw the trailer for this one and thought that.
Yeah, that was one. I don't think I've seen the trailer on this one. But this would be just reading the description and seeing the stills, like the photos of it. I was like, nope, I ain't watching that.
Yeah, it looks really freaky.
Really freaky. On DVD or digital download, you can check out Black Adam. That came out today. Then The Rig is a new 6-episode supernatural thriller series on Amazon Prime called The Rig. The Pale Blue Eye stars Christian Bale. And this is an interesting one. It's a fictional story. It takes place in 1830, following a detective who uses the help of a young cadet, Edgar Allan Poe, to look at a series of murders in the United States military. It is this being described as a gothic horror mystery. All right. I don't know what the big fascination with all the horror stuff is now, but there you go. In movie news, we have the frontrunner to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond. The actor, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Okay. This is somebody I never would have thought of before, but now that they bring him up, yes. He is actually a very good actor. He's done many different types of roles, and he's done a little bit of the action stuff. You've seen him most recently in Bullet Train, so he can do the action stuff. Of course, he kind of became famous in the first place from playing Kick-Ass, the teenager. But since then, he's been in Godzilla, he's done this. But then he's also done some other types of roles that are a lot more subtle. And so, yeah, I could definitely see him playing this role. That would be a very interesting one. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Still seeing some heavy delays on 98. In the eastbound direction, we have an accident just off of Oriole Beach Drive. And it is slow moving back to Tiger Race Boulevard. So this is before you get past the Breeze Cinema. Eastbound on 98 is going to be slow moving until you get to the scene of the accident, which is right in front of the Pep Boys. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
In other movie news, new CEO Bob Iger of Disney was in a town hall with the employees for the first time, and he signaled that he will work to quiet things down politically and move towards neutrality in the culture war. In other words, stop being so woke. Now, over this weekend, I finally watched the woke movie that everybody was talking about, Strange World, that completely bombed in the theater. Finally screened it. Now, I have mostly kind of things to say about their other films, like that have been given the woke title, like Onward, Turning Red, and Lightyear. Turning Red, I think I got the worst rap. It was actually a really funny movie. It was fine and it was funny. Onward was great. The one woke scene was of a female cop referring to her wife, but that was mostly missed because they're creatures, and so you can't even really tell what their gender is or anything like that. Lightyear was actually fairly good, but the scene with two females kissing, it was pretty much out of place, but it didn't really ruin the movie. I mean, it's like one thing. Strange World, however, oh my gosh. Strange World is like the LGBTQ's piece de resistance. Like, it was an attempt for them to put everything that they wanted to see in a children's movie into it. Not just see, but also the language that was put in. They interjected language that it's obvious that they would like to hear in certain situations. Now, some of the messages that they were trying to send were actually not bad. They're not bad. But it's the fact that you're trying to use a kid's film to send a message in the first place and propagandize instead of just telling a story. But there's things like this. Here's some of the spoilers. I'll just give them to you. The grandson is gay and suddenly acts very insecure and stumbles around when he's around this boy he likes. Like, formerly, he kind of acts girly. Like, he acts like a typical girl around a boy whenever he's around the boy, but only when he's around that boy. Then when the grandson talks about liking a boy or acts like liking the boy, no one bats an eye. In fact, he's even offered encouragement on how to approach and interact with the boy. But it's not just that kind of stuff. It's also like arguments about not growing up to be like your parents and striking out on your own path. And the wording is definitely purposeful in the way that they create the arguments. But there's even a scene towards the end where they allude to polygamy being welcome. When the father returns after 25 years being gone and finds his wife being remarried and sees her new husband, the new husband immediately embraces him and they hug as if they're going to be like one big happy family. I mean, it's like everything. And then the overall message of the movie is basically that electricity is bad. They go back to being a peaceful, happy community when they go back to horse and buggy times. And I'm like, are you kidding me with this? So, yeah, Disney can either go broke by staying woke or they can go back to just telling good stories without messaging. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.